Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Happy Friday, as I like to say. It is June 28th, 2019. Another fantastic day here in mid-Michigan and hopefully wherever you're listening at. If it's not mid-Michigan, I hope it's fantastic where you are as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, today's current sports to take you home and into the weekend, we will recap what took place last night at the Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am. I literally ducked my head in because I totally forgot that I had an online class to finish up. I'm a student as well, so I ducked my head in and then worked out, but I followed a lot of the action online. I got there, you know, when the All-Star game, I just wanted to see who was there. So I just kind of poked my head in. I actually saw Jack Kerwin helping out local sports broadcaster Jack Ebling. I think you were like running to like the scorer's table to look up stats or something like that, Jack. But you were working, man, next to Jack. And I think Lindsey Huddleston was also there. You guys had like a little booth right in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was probably getting numbers from that the players were wearing just because,
okay,
you know, they give you the rosters,
right,
but they don't include any of the numbers for the players. So guys that don't play for Michigan or Michigan State, it's hard to tell who anyone is.
That is true. That is true. So, yeah, Jack was doing double duty yesterday. Jack Kerwin, engineer of today's current sports. And, I really wanted to just see, because I found out when I was driving there, and I totally got my schedules mixed up. So I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, all right, well, let me at least go in there and just see who was in there. And then I get this notification on my cell phone that Miles Bridges is going live on his Instagram Live. So I click on his Instagram Live, and there you go. It's Miles just doing what he does normally. You know, Miles Bridges, former MSU hoop star, lottery pick for the Charlotte Hornets. Moneyball, the biggest star in Moneyball League summer pro-am history. But he's going live, and I'm like, that's kind of coincidental, right, that he's going live minutes before tip time at the Moneyball Summer League. So he goes on there, and I see he has a pinned comment that says Moneyball 7 p.m. So that's when I'm like, oh, I tweet immediately out that Miles Bridges on his IG Live says Moneyball at 7 p.m. It looks like he's going to play at 7 p.m. But then I second-guessed myself because I went off his live, and I tuned in back to it. And then next thing you know, he's on there with Kemba Walker. Talk about stunting, right? Yeah, he's just, Kemba Walker's at JFK Airport in New York. And the two are just chatting it up on Instagram Live. He's like, hey, where you at, man? He's like, Kemba's like, oh, man, I'm just, you know, chillaxing at JFK Airport, man. He's like, okay, New York, all right. And and then I hear Miles say, hey, man, I'll holler at you later. I'm about to go in here and drop 50. 50. Meaning 50 points. So I'm like, okay, he's about to go play somewhere. I'm guessing it's Moneyball, and lo and behold, there in walks Miles Bridges, and all of the basketball fans in the building go crazy. They're taking pictures. He's, you know, signing autographs, you know, kissing babies, all that. I mean, it was pretty awesome to see Miles Bridges in the house last night. But then I look to my left, and oh boy, Nick Ward is also there. Did not think we would see Nick Ward playing in the Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am, but he was also into his house. And I tell you what, Nick Ward looks really slim. Was it just me, Jack? When I looked at Nick Ward, I had to do a double take. Like, man, you look like Xavier Tillman, man.
You don't look like Nick Ward right now. I mean, this dude has lost some weight, hasn't he?
No, he sure has. And the other thing is, now he has the same hairstyle as Xavier Tillman, too. So I was not the only person who was getting them mixed up in the gym yesterday, because even the announcer had to correct himself a couple times. Right. He called Nick Ward Xavier and Xavier Nick. So, his body, he looks a lot like Xavier Tillman now.
He does. He really does, man. And, yeah, it doesn't help that they're rocking the same do as well. So, it was kind of like a throwback game because, as you guys know, when Nick Ward and Miles Bridges participated in the Moneyball League in the past, I mean, some of the funnest games, you know, we're watching those two go at it, you know, and, you know, Miles would score and then Nick would score and then Miles would score and then Nick would score. So I'm going to recap, you know, what I saw briefly in person and mostly on social media from last night's day one of the Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am. I am also going to dive into some of the young pups that were there, the young Spartan dogs who participated. And I want to clear up this whole thing concerning Rocket Watts, because he talked to the media yesterday and he explained what is going on with why he hasn't been on campus yet for Michigan State University. I know I've been getting questions left and right from people saying, hey, Al, you know, I've seen on social media that it does not look like Rocket Watts is with the team. What's going on? So Rocket Watts, he cleared up things yesterday, and I got some points I want to make concerning that. As promised, because we couldn't get to this yesterday, we had the founder of the Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am on yesterday, and it ran a bit long. So as promised on yesterday's show, I plan on rolling in the final installment of our month-long special, My Chat, centered on Jamel Hill, the famed sports writer and broadcaster, formerly of ESPN, who is now writing for The Atlantic and has her own podcast on Spotify entitled Jamel Hill is Unbothered. Today on the final installment, you'll get to hear why Jamel Hill decided to leave ESPN. So you don't want to miss that. And then I'll get to this whole NBA free agency jazz. Twitter is going to explode come Sunday at 6 p.m. because that's when free agency officially begins. Gone is, you know, and I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of miss the days, though, when it opened up, like on January 1st. And on the days that I would stay up to just look at Twitter and see what's going on, it was pretty exciting. You know, not many people up unless you're a diehard NBA fan watching the movement. The one year I fell asleep and I didn't stay up for past midnight to watch NBA free agency take part on social media. I woke up and boom, Kevin Durant was a Golden State Warrior. So Sunday at 6 p.m., they moved the time up. It should be fun following that on Sunday. You'll get my thoughts on that. And we will also be diving into Reflection Friday as well later on this hour to close out the show. So if you would like to be a part of it, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and watch the live stream there. You can tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Here are your quick hit headliners. All right, where else are we going to start, right? The Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am. Day one was yesterday evening, as the Moneyball Summer League has officially tipped off, featuring a matchup last night that showcased some really familiar faces in the world of Michigan State men's basketball. Former Michigan State men's hoop star Miles Bridges, who just wrapped up his rookie year underneath Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Hornets, he decided to pull up on Aim High yesterday, as I mentioned, making the announcement just minutes prior to walking in the door on his Instagram live feed. And again, which he kind of stunted a bit. You know, he went live alongside Kemba Walker.
who knows where Kemba Walker will be come next basketball season as well in the NBA. That's another topic. All right. And he wasn't alone. As I also mentioned, Nick Ward, former MSU big man who decided to leave after his junior season to take his talents to the association. He's now on the Atlanta Hawks Summer League roster. He was also there last night at Aim High. So you had Miles Bridges going against Nick Ward last night. And, of course, naturally, the two picked opposite teams and spent most of the night guarding one another. Moments after the opening tip, you know, this went viral. And Miles, if you haven't seen the highlights from Miles Bridges last night, just go on his Instagram page. He posted some of the video. Just ridiculous, ridiculous athleticism, folks. He had a 180 degree. I don't know if it was a complete 360, but it was like a 180 dunk. And he had a 360 where he like jumped off the opposite foot and slammed it down. I think he put it between his legs. I think that's what I saw on his highlight reel. The crowd, of course, went crazy. He also pulled up for some threes. He had one highlight that comes near the end of that montage on his Instagram where he threw it off the glass, grabbed it with one hand, cocked it back, and then slammed it through. That was my favorite one. My goodness, man. And you saw just people just going crazy when he threw that one down. So, yeah. And Nick Ward, you know, it was funny watching a bit of that. You know, Nick Ward, you know, after Miles would score, Nick Ward would come down and try and answer him. But, you know, Miles, I remember that game when they went at it. I believe it was last summer, two summers ago, something like that, where Nick Ward went off for like 54 points. And, you know, you could tell Miles is so competitive. Both of them are competitive. But Miles spent most of the night kind of glued to the hip of Nick Ward. So, fun to watch, man. And those who attended, I saw some of our current sports listeners out there. I saw you guys posting some stuff on your respective timelines. Share those photos right now on our live stream. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. I saw many of you taking pictures with the athletes and going up to them and, you know, getting them to sign autographs. Just an awesome atmosphere. And that was your first one, right, Jack? Was that your first Moneyball experience?
It was.
What was it like for you, man?
It was entertaining. I mean, it was entertaining basketball. Not necessarily the best basketball you'll see by any means, because no one plays any defense. But, I mean,
right. People
are there to entertain, and it certainly did that. As far as seeing our listeners, yeah, Ben said he was going to be in your ear today on the show because I ran into him, talked to him for a couple minutes, and he was wondering where you were yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I literally popped in for like 10 minutes, and I'm like, all right, I got to go to class. Because I was really tempted to stay for, of course, the Miles and Nick game. So, Ben, call up, man. Anybody that was there, you know, instead of commenting on the Facebook page, I love that. Don't get me wrong. I love that. But we want to hear from you guys. I want to hear your voice, all right? What was your experience like being there, you know? Because it's a unique opportunity where you don't have to pay anything, and you get to see basketball talent that's pretty darn good. You get to be up close and personal with these athletes, you know, shaking their hand and taking pictures with them. Just awesome stuff. So we'll have more on Moneyball in just a moment. I also do want to address this, though. While many Spartans were enjoying themselves and playing in the tournament last night, when it comes to the Michigan Wolverines that were scheduled to attend, there were no-shows. Xavier Simpson, Isaiah Livers, and David Jajulius, and also Adrian Nunez had previously committed to the event, according to Moneyball League founder Desmond Ferguson. Desmond talked about that on yesterday's Current Sports. Now, the Wolverines were listed on rosters for Moneyball, and Desmond was asked about this yesterday, and he had this to say. Ferguson said that Simpson, entering his senior year as the University of Michigan starting point guard, he had a minor injury that prevented him from playing. So Dez is hoping that, you know, we'll see Simpson on Tuesday. And again, as a reminder, there are no games next week Thursday because that's the holiday. That's July 4th, all right? The Julius, according to Ferguson, he cited his summer course load, so academics, as a reason for pulling out. And also, DeJulius was apparently Isaiah Livers' ride to the gym. So Livers couldn't go because DeJulius had to finish up some schoolwork. And also, Ferguson said that he knew by Tuesday that Nunez
wasn't going to attend the opening night, but we'll probably see him in future games. So, but it was just a bit odd that no Wolverines were there. And I can, you know, the immediate thought that comes to your mind is, oh, boy, you know, the Wolverines don't want to be. Because it's basically Michigan State's backyard, right? Diamonddale at Aim High. Diamonddale, Michigan in Aim High Sports Complex. I mean, it's like 10, 15 minutes away from here. It's in the East Lansing area. You immediately think, okay, are the Wolverines kind of punking out here? They don't want to come to East Lansing to play. But, again, it was clarified by Desmond Ferguson. And, you know, they committed to this. Their names are on the rosters, Jack, so I would assume that they will show up. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And there were several MSU guys that didn't play yesterday, too. That's worth mentioning. Foster Lawyer was on a roster. He didn't play. Same with Connor George. Right. I didn't see Joey Hauser. But his team played first, so he might have played before I got there and just left early. And Cassius Winston was there, but he wasn't dressed either. So,
well, he sat out. I know Cassius sat out because Miles took his spot. So that's what I heard. Yeah,
okay.
Cassius decided to sit out because, you know, Miles is there. Pretty good replacement, right? You know, he doesn't need to play anyway. Just rest up, Cash. So here's the thing about it. It's summer league. It's summer league. So, you know, if things pop up, you know, like academics or, you know, you don't want to exhaust your body, that's totally understandable. It's summer league. It's about entertainment. That's what it's all about, folks. Okay, and speaking of Michigan basketball, former U of M product Mo Wagner has been shipped from the L.A. Lakers along with Jamario Jones and Isaac Banga to the Washington Wizards. So the reason why this has happened is because the L.A. Lakers have now made room for a third max contract. It's being reported that the Lakers are going after, like I mentioned, Kemba Walker at the, you know, who plays for the Hornets, starting point guard for the Charlotte Hornets. Also Kawhi Leonard. They're going to try and make a move to grab another superstar for this team and offer that superstar a max contract. So the Lakers, I don't know if they're going to bag one of these players. Also, they're trying to go after Kyrie Irving as well. I don't know if they're going to bag any three of those players, but they're at least going to give it a go. So Mo Wagner, former Michigan product, is now playing for the Washington Wizards.
Don't you have to be a little bit leery about handing Kyrie Irving big-time money, considering he ripped apart the Boston Celtics? Like, he's an unbelievable player.
Well, this is the thing,
obviously.
Dad, when it comes to Kyrie, you know what we learn?
He likes playing with LeBron.
In Boston? Now, this is what we learned, Jack. He wanted to be the guy.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving is, he can't be the guy.
Right.
He's not that kind of player.
And when it came down to it, he actually really didn't want to be the guy.
That's what it seemed like, man.
Yeah.
Now, in his defense, to a degree, he did get injured that first year.
Yeah.
But I think that when he came back and he was healthy most of last season, I thought that he made the Boston Celtics worse, if
yeah.
you ask me.
No, he poisoned them.
Exactly. So this is the thing. Kyrie has won a championship with LeBron James.
Yes.
We know he's championship caliber.
Yeah.
He needs big time pieces around him in order to be great, though. And I think that if he was to link up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis again,
it'd probably work.
It will work.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I think the Lakers are making, and again, I don't want to, you know, blow my monologue right now, but I think the Lakers are making a huge, huge mistake. And I'll explain why later on this hour. But yeah, I'm with you, man. Kyrie, that whole Boston experiment really blew up in his face. Okay, Lansing Ignite will be in action tomorrow. First place, North Texas SC welcomes third place Ignite to Toyota Stadium tomorrow, kicking off at 7 p.m. The match is the second meeting between the two clubs this season, and that one will be streamed on ESPN. Plus, also some recruiting news concerning the Michigan football program. Four-star linebacker Khalil Mullings committed to Michigan yesterday, lifting U of M's 2020 recruiting class to now 20 players. Mullings is 6'1", 220 pounds, and plays for the Milton Academy outside of Boston. He is ranked the number one player in Massachusetts and the number 9 player nationally at outside linebacker for 2020, according to 247 Sports. Now, Blake Corum, a 4-star running back for the class of 2020, he also announced his decision to commit to the Wolverines yesterday afternoon. He is listed at 5'9", 180. He was on campus for U of M's big recruiting weekend before the start of the June and July dead period. He plays for former Michigan staffer Biff Pogge at St. Francis Academy. And some unfortunate news concerning a former Michigan State football player, Malik McDowell. is facing a new round of legal troubles after being charged with driving while intoxicated, assaulting police officers, and concealing a stolen truck stemming from two separate incidents earlier this year. So Malik McDowell, the former MSU defensive lineman, he was arraigned in Oakland County Court and had a pretrial hearing yesterday for multiple felony charges racked up in two separate cases this year. McDowell's court process also has been complicated after he recently left the state since being arrested. In a February 18th incident, McDowell was arrested and charged, again, with driving while impaired, driving with a suspended license, obstructing justice, and assaulting a police officer. I'll just let that marinate on your brain. All right, the Detroit Tigers, they lose. Swept by the Texas Rangers. The Rangers completing that sweep with a 3-1 defeat of the Tigers yesterday. The Tigers are 26-50. They have lost 19 of their last 20 games. And also, the MLB All-Star starters have been revealed. I'm going to save that for my Reflection Friday, so stay tuned for that. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can weigh in there as well, right below the live stream. And you can also tweet us, tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Here we go.
This is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. Now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics. But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day.
Okay, folks, welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. If you're just now tuning in, I am your host, Al Martin. And you know what? For the last, like 2 weeks or so, I have been having conversations with many people. And a few of our listeners out there have been waiting on me to at least address the fact that O.J. Simpson is on Twitter. Yes, O.J. Simpson, the famed, infamous O.J. Simpson is on Twitter, and gosh, you know, I have so many mixed thoughts about seeing O.J. on Twitter, but you must admit, no matter how you feel about the man or no matter your thoughts on the fame case of the 90s, O.J. Simpson being on Twitter is incredibly entertaining, and I can't help but laugh, man, when I see O.J. on Twitter and you know, he's just in his golf cart smoking a cigar or in his backyard having a drink and talking. I'm just like, this dude, man. I just shake my head and just chuckle because it is rather hilarious. The other day, you know, he addressed, which I can't believe it's been 10 years now. Earlier this week, he addressed the 10-year unfortunate anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson.
And he told a story of how he used to work on different charities with Mike and the kind of guy he was. And then he just, you know, after he gets done talking, he just says, all right, bye. And then just pulls off in his golf cart playing 18 holes. Oh, man. O.J. Simpson on Twitter. You got to check him out. If you have not seen O.J. Simpson on Twitter and you need a good laugh, just go to his handle. He's not. What's surprising to me is that he's not verified just yet. So I don't know if Twitter's waiting to verify him or they won't verify him. I don't know. But yeah, O.J. Simpson, the juice is loose on Twitter. All right, folks. Moneyball, the Moneyball League Summer Pro-Am. It began yesterday, day one. I do have a question. I want to go behind the glass real quick because, Jack Kerwin, you were there for the entirety. How was the All-Star game? I'm not hearing a lot of people talk about that. Of course, Miles Bridges and Nick Ward, they stole the show. But the All-Star game that began at 5, were you there for that? You weren't there for that then because it was 4 games. Did you hear anything about the All-Star game?
No, I got there at about 7 o'clock. Didn't hear anything about it. Okay. Just caught the last 2 games.
Gotcha. Yeah, I want to know from our listeners out there, I mean, how was the All-Star game? I know Darrell Summers. He was scheduled to play in that. Also, Kay Felder. I'm guessing, because I think Kay played maybe like 2 games yesterday then, because he played in the All-Star game, and then I think he was on the roster later on that evening. So, yeah, but it started with that All-Star game, the Cleveland Pro-Am taking on the Moneyball Pro-Am, and then you had 3 games to kick off the tournament after that. And again, as I mentioned, you know, as I'm about to go in and you know, I was just literally there for like 5 minutes, but you know, I popped in and I saw Miles Bridges. I kind of knew that he was going to play once I saw and tuned into his Instagram live, because he basically announced it there. And I'm like, oh boy, I know it's going to be packed now. And it was a great crowd. There was a great crowd there last night, you know, packed to the brim. And this is the thing, folks, because I've heard this take as well on my Twitter feed. Folks, it's entertainment. That's what the Summer League is about. Those who go to these games and sit there and you're trying to dissect and get some insight into how said player is going to play next season for whatever squad, you're wrong. You're misguided. You are totally misguided. Summer League basketball is basically, you know, there's no defense being played, like Jack noted. No defense at all. All right, these guys aren't trying to risk injury. You know, it's competitive to a degree. You know, I think in the fourth quarter, if the game is tight and there's like minutes left, you know, you'll see it ramp up a bit. But for the most part, it's an open scrimmage, all right? And these guys aren't trying to exhaust themselves. They're trying to put on a show for those who have come out to enjoy these games. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, Miles Bridges and Nick Ward, you know, it was really cool. Like I mentioned at the top of the hour, it was really cool to see both of them on the court. At the Moneyball Summer League, because those two used to go at it in years past. And the 2 years that they played in it, you know, it was Miles Bridges versus Nick Ward. That was like your headline act, right? So they popped up, you know, even though, you know, Nick Ward is on a Summer League team with the Atlanta Hawks. And, you know, Miles Bridges, who is a lottery pick for the NBA Charlotte Hornets. You know, the fact that both of those guys still played in this last night, even though they've moved on to bigger and better things, so to speak. You know, that's awesome stuff, because they still have a lot of love for the community here in mid-Michigan to show up. They have a lot of love for, obviously, Desmond Ferguson and the incredible job that he does with this tournament, summer in and summer out. And boy, Miles Bridges had some highlights, right? I really loved the 2 dunks that I loved. Was that one where, again, he had like he took off on the wrong foot. It was like a 360, and he like threw it behind his legs and then somehow, some way threw it down. He had a lot of alley-oops as well. And then, you know, that other dunk where he just kind of throws it off the glass. Again, no defense being played, but he just throws it off the glass and jumps out the gym, grabs it with one hand and throws it down. That's just fun to watch, man. And it was fun to watch, you know, when Nick Wood kind of boss up and challenge him, you know, to see those two go at it. They were talking some trash. Then on the other end, Nick Ward would get, you know, Miles Bridges a bit and would score on Miles. But it was just awesome to see those two back on the court, to see the crowd with the oohs and ahs and to watch those highlights. That was awesome stuff. It's about entertaining you. And that's what happened last night. And that's what you'll continue to see
throughout the entire summer. Now, I will address this. I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter, but last night, Miles apparently didn't like what a certain Michigan, quote-unquote, Michigan State fan by the name of Scott Petrowski had to say. And I was shocked to see this on my timeline. And I don't know who this dude is. I look at his Twitter profile right now. His name is Scott Petrowski. He has all of what? He has 9 followers, which surprises me that Miles Bridges even responded to this dude. But I kind of give props for to Miles on doing this, because there's a lot of what does Tom Izzo call them? Cowards behind keyboards. All right. And this dude, Scott Petrowski, he has 9 followers. his Twitter handle is at Petrowski Scott, P-E-T-R-O-W-S-K-I Scott. And if you just look at his profile, I mean, it's just and just read a few of his tweets. I mean, it's just all negative, stuff. But anyway, I guess it ticked Miles Bridges off when Scott tweeted, quote, MSU alum and fan, kind of don't care about Miles Bridges, most overrated athlete at MSU in my 51 years. Not feeling it. Come on, Scott. Really? I think he just tweeted this just to see if he could get a rise out of Miles, just to see if he would respond. This dude, again, if you read his tweets, it's just so negative. Just so negative. And really, you haven't really watched Michigan State sports. If you think that Miles Bridges is the most overrated athlete in your 51 years of living on this earth, you don't know basketball. You don't know sports, Scott. But again, I won't go down that rabbit hole and just rip apart why that tweet is so, so wrong. But Miles responded to you and just ripped you apart, so I didn't have to. Miles retweeted that tweet and said, quote, and he kind of took the same format as Scott's tweet, quote, MSU alum and fan here, kind of don't care about Scott Petrowski, most disloyal and negative, quote unquote, fan in my 21 years, not feeling it. I like that. I like that. That's a real nice, subtle jab by Miles Bridges. That's awesome stuff. So that did surprise me when I saw that Miles responded to Scott Petrowski, who has all of 9 followers. Congratulations, Scott. I guess that's your one shining moment. All right. So other takeaways. From what I saw and what I was able to follow last night. First off, the crowd. Crowd is great. You guys are excited. And, it's just a continuation. You know, this thing is just growing by the year. Desmond Ferguson doing an amazing job. Also, I saw that Gabe Brown was rocking the mic basically as the MC. It kind of reminded me of the, that's how these summer leagues are. Like the N1 mixtape tour back in the early 2000s. I'm a big fan of like Hot Sauce, The Professor, all those guys, right? And you have an announcer on the mic just commentating the whole time and getting you amped up. And that person was Gabe Brown for a bit. And Gabe Brown, he's one of the most entertaining personalities on that Michigan State men's basketball team. So that's fitting for him. That was a fitting position for him. And I hope to see him continue that throughout the summer. and also, Rocket Watts, Mark Rocket Watts. He was in action. From what I saw, Jack, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and from what I read on Twitter, Rocket didn't have the best game yesterday. He was a bit underwhelming. He didn't woo and ah, and he didn't stun the crowd. But again, it's summer league, so I don't know, but you can't draw much from that. But am I accurate in saying that? That's the kind of the takeaway I had. A lot of people were talking about Rocket, and he didn't have a great game last night.
In his first half, I don't believe he had a single point. I don't know how many he finished with, but no, absolutely, he didn't play well in, yesterday's first exhibition game. That being said, I take absolutely nothing from it. I mean, I'm sure he'll bounce back in the next game, and
right.
This has nothing to do with his career at Michigan State, so.
Exactly. Again, it's summer league, folks, but it's just so funny.
He actually finished with 0 points, according to this tweet I'm seeing here. I can't remember him making a shot, so no, wow. I believe that.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit surprising. But again, it's summer league. It's summer league, folks. Relax. But, it's just funny when I saw that reaction on Twitter. People were kind of like freaking out. Oh, Rocket Watts didn't have any points, Oh, and then you know, the reaction that we've been hearing these last few weeks. Is Rocket going to be a part of the team? Other than how he played last night, I want to clear this up. Because, again, he spoke to the media after making his Moneyball Pro-Am debut. And, you know, many people are trying to speculate and saying that I've heard this. You know, Rocket isn't going to be a part of the team next season. He's going to play overseas. So Rocket, you know, he was asked, you know, is he on campus yet? What's going on? And the reason why we have not seen Rocket Watts on Michigan State's campus yet is because, quote, I was doing schoolwork. I was trying to finish my prep work, so I should be here sometime next week. I'm seeing on Twitter that he said he expects to be up here by Monday. So after this weekend on Monday, Rocket plans on being on this campus. But again, there's been a lot of speculation. This is what his head coach at Spirey Institute, Jermaine Jackson, said. He said that Watts decided to return home to Detroit to finish up his academic requirements. He enrolled at Cornerstone University, and he said he received word last Friday that he was clear to proceed to East Lansing. So, and then Rocket goes on to say, really, it's rumors about, like, going overseas. I was trying to get my schoolwork done at Spirey because my coach had left early, so I finished. I should be up next week. So I think, Jack, that clears up any speculation, because I saw people talking about, you know, he's not a part of the team photo here in the summer. Where's Rocket at? And a lot of people speculating. Now we know, so people can kind of take a chill pill.
Yeah, he actually tweeted about it a couple days ago, and he addressed the rumor himself, saying, I don't know where the rumors are coming from, but I'm excited to be getting to school next week, and I'm looking forward to trying to win a championship with my brothers. So that was 3 days ago. So, yeah, right. No, Rocket will be up here next week, and that'll be exciting to see him in the green and white next year.
Definitely. So people need to just chill. He is coming to East Lansing. He will be in a green and white jersey very, very soon. So just rumors, and I didn't see that. I didn't know he addressed that on his Twitter feed. So thank you for that, Jack. So, yeah, and Watts is two fellow freshmen, Malik Hall and Julius Marble. Did they play yesterday, Jack?
They both did, yeah. Okay. Hall looked really impressive to me. He's an athlete.
Gotcha.
And Marble, you could tell, was kind of responding to the announcer at the scorer's table, because he'd bring the ball up the court a couple times, and the announcer kept saying, I want to see what you got, young fella. So he kept trying to cross up his one-on-one matchup. So he liked the attention a little bit. He's a big guy, too.
Yeah, that's what I saw a bit of that on Twitter. Well, I saw him taking pictures on Twitter, but I didn't know that. So he was playing to the guy who was rocking the mic.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let me show you something then. So that's pretty awesome stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, again, this is a really cool opportunity for you to go out, to aim high every Tuesday and Thursday up until August. So the entire month of July, you got to check out these young studs, to check out pro talent, to check out other college talent from around the state and some out of state. Every Tuesday and Thursday at the Aim High Sports Complex out in Diamonddale, Michigan. Desmond Ferguson does a fantastic job. Again, next week, though, on Thursday, there will be no Moneyball because it, of course, is July 4th. All right, let's hit our first break. When I come back, I'll play for you the final installment of my sit-down with famed sports broadcaster and writer, MSU alum. She's killing the game right now, Jemele Hill, as she addresses why she decided to leave ESPN. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. You just heard my thoughts on day one of the Moneyball Summer League Pro-Am. Would love to hear from some of you out there who were present. A few have commented on our Facebook Live page at facebook.com/WKAR News. I'll get to a few of your comments, a few of you in the house. and wanted to share your thoughts on what you saw. Also want to know, Jack, there were a few Michigan State football players from what I saw as well. Was Connor Hayward, or was I seeing things? Was he there as well?
Yeah, he actually stopped okay. by, and Jack talked to him on his stream.
Yep. Nice. Awesome. So my eyes weren't deceiving me there.
And Connor was with someone else. I don't know who it was, though. It was another football player.
I thought it was him. I just, I get mixed up sometimes and don't want to assume because, these guys mostly are wearing helmets, and sometimes I forget what they look like after a while because the football season was a long time ago. So that was Connor Hayward. He was in the house. Awesome stuff. Also, want to let you guys know, I forgot to mention this when discussing that whole Mo Wagner and, along with the two other players that have been shipped from the Lakers to the Washington Wizards, and LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I did see a report that LeBron James is giving up his number 23, made famous by the GOAT, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. He's giving up his number 23 to Anthony Davis as a gift, a welcome gift to L.A. So we don't know what number LeBron is going to wear. Maybe he'll go back to number 6 like he did during his Miami Heat days. All right, I want to get to the final installment of my Jemele Hill month-long feature. Again, throughout this month, I have been bringing you Jemele's journey. As I sat down with Jemele Hill, national writer and television broadcaster, and today is the final installment, as Hill addresses why she decided to leave the national sports broadcasting mothership known as ESPN. Hill also tells of her new ventures within the world of sports reporting and beyond. ESPN, your time there. I want to know if there was a moment when you knew that, okay, this chapter is closing, I need to move on.
Probably when I made the decision to leave SportsCenter, which I know a lot of people thought I was crazy to do. It's one of the premier jobs in sports to host the 6 o'clock SportsCenter. But for me, it was not a great experience for a lot of different reasons. And it wasn't my calling. I didn't feel like I was in the right place. And so once I made the decision to leave and I told, my bosses that I really wasn't happy, then I started to really kind of come to terms with the fact that, my time at ESPN might be coming to an end. Did I expect it to happen just, sort of a few months later in less than 6 months? No, but I was definitely getting that sense and that feeling that this was probably my last contract there because I'd frankly, everything that I wanted to do, everything I thought about doing, I'd already done. I mean, there just didn't seem to be anything else that was really getting me excited. And so I just felt like, for all the things that I had done there, all the great relationships I built, that it was just kind of time to go in a different direction.
Were you happy with the way the 6 o'clock Sports Center went, how it was produced?
No, I mean, to be honest, I wasn't. And it may sound bizarre to say, but that's really through no one's fault. It was a little bit of an odd and awkward situation because we were sort of like Michael Smith, my former co-host. We were like the franchise quarterbacks that were drafted, and then the head coach and GM got fired. Mm-hmm. And they wanted us to run a different offense. And while we could run that offense, it wasn't necessarily an offense that would bring out the best in us. It's an offense that worked for that particular platform. It just didn't work for us. And so it was not the best experience. I learned a lot. I think I grew a lot. And certainly when it comes to being an anchor on TV, especially at a very fast-paced show like SportsCenter, that part of it, I think I really did kind of dig down on and really learned a lot. But in terms of some of the differences that we were having behind the scenes, that was difficult to get through. I mean, I didn't think it was a belief in our a lack of ability, but I think that we just had very different philosophies about how the show should be run, operated, and what the content should be.
Your time at The Atlantic, and I mentioned the podcast, Jemele Hill's Unbothered, that's the name of it, right? I'm wondering now, when you compare what you're able to do now at The Atlantic and with this new podcast coming, in what way has the way you look at journalism and the way you attack journalism changed in comparison to that time?
Well, the difference is like ESPN is strictly a sports platform for the most part. I mean, there are some coloring outside the lines that occurs in terms of covering the convergence between sports and culture. But people go there for games. And they go there for live events, and they go there for analysis. And that's the expectation at The Atlantic. It's a completely different publication. I mean, it is a political publication. I just so happen to be covering sports there, right? And covering sports in a political way, where as opposed to, I think there was a sentiment at ESPN of sticking to sports. I mean, mostly I'm talking about from the base consuming ESPN.
Right.
At The Atlantic, they expect you to stick to everything but sports, right? So I can write about sports in a much different way, looking at power dynamics, looking at, you know, power structures, looking at race, looking at gender, looking at culture. So it's different. And with the podcast, I mean, that is not a sports podcast. The reason it's called Unbothered is because it will be a little unhinged, very unfiltered. Mm-hmm. I have two great co-hosts, Cole Wiley and Michael Arsenault, and we plan to talk about, you know, topics of interest that cover, you know, the gamut of news, sports, politics, pop culture. So we'll dive into a little bit of everything. So our apologies to those sports fans who think they've signed up for a sports podcast, because you have not.
This will be different. I'm looking
forward to it. Different. And on top of having like a lot of newsmaker interviews, because at least as a podcast consumer, what I enjoy a lot are interviews with people, because in the podcast space, it just feels much more intimate. And so I want to bring, you know, sort of that level of intimacy to people.
Hope I didn't bother you too much today.
Unbothered is a serene place of being. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you don't care. A lot of us, we spend a lot of time in our lives worried so much about what people think about what we think.
Right.
Well, I don't worry about what people think about what I think anymore. So I am truly unbothered.
I love that. Unbothered. That should be everybody's word for the day today. You know, you don't have to think about to be. That sounds, you know, freeing, right? Not have to. You know, not thinking about what other people think of you. That is such a freeing mentality that Jemele Hill has certainly adopted, and has really become a mantra of hers. You know, that has led to a lot of success, man. And that is a freeing mentality. And again, Jemele, she joined The Atlantic as a staff writer in October of last year, covering sports, race, politics, pop culture. She covers it all at The Atlantic, doing a great job there. And I've gotten the chance to check out that new podcast, again, entitled Jemele Hill is Unbothered on Spotify. I actually just listened to the latest edition of that podcast, in which she sat down with one of my favorite guys in all of Hollywood, famed director Spike Lee. And such a great chat. They talked about Spike's fandom for the Knicks. You know, they ranked Spike's greatest movies. He also talked about what it's like working with the GOAT, Denzel Washington. So just an awesome chat. It's an awesome podcast. Give it a chat. And again, I thank Jemele for her time. Such a great chat. And again, if you missed any of the four-part installment of Jemele's journey, just simply visit WKAR.org to check that out. All right. I know Ray is on the line. What I want to do right now is I want to hit our final break. I'll come back. I'll take your calls and read some of your comments on this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Line one, our dear friend Ray from Indiana wants to chime in. Ray, what's up, man?
Big Al.
How you doing?
Have a nice weekend. I tell you what, God is so great. He's so powerful. He's so beautiful.
Preach on, brother.
Preach on. The Bullies got lost another national title. It's just unbelievable. They lose the first game, win the first game, and they're all... Juan Howard comes out of the rafters going to the game. Jimmy Harbaugh's playing PG ball with his ball. And the boy in the backyard throws the ball up there, and it, line drive hits off his camera, and he's laughing, rolling around on the ground. We've already won the national title. Then they lose two straight. Millions of dollars back down the drain, you bullies. Go back in your hiding spot for another year. 57 years for baseball, 30 years for basketball. You only won one national title in your lifetime. You won one national title in 97. That was a cold one with Nebraska, which would have kicked your butt if they could have played you. And then 1948. How do these guys keep having their arrogance and pride that they've got such a legacy?
Right.
Their legacy is losing for 100 years.
I hear you. But, you know, the best part of that rant, Ray, probably was the fact that you mispronounced my man Juwan Howard's name. Juwan Howard? Juwan Howard, Ray.
Juwan, you're on your way out just like Jimmy will be here pretty quick.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. But, you know what, Ray? You know, we've been tackling and following, of course, what the Michigan baseball team did this year, which is quite remarkable for a team from the North to get that far, right? But, you know, I got mixed reactions from Michigan State fans. I thought there would be more hate towards Michigan and more rooting against them in the College World Series. But I think the fact that, you know, we're not talking about two of the major sports. We're not talking about college football or college basketball. There were many. That's the reason why many Michigan State fans were like, I don't care if they win. I don't care if they lose. You know what I mean? They were kind of indifferent about it. So, but you know, I know you were rooting against them. I know.
I wanted them to lose because it's millions of dollars out of the pockets of those rich, arrogant, prideful people up in Ann Arbor. You know what I'm talking about.
I hear you. I hear you, Ray. Oh, man. Anyway, you've been good, though, Ray.
Get back in your holes until next year when football will be starting. I see all the publications already. They got Michigan ranked 5th and Ohio State 7th. Then they got the other poll, they got Michigan not even ranked. It's up and down. You know how they are. They always overrank them. But we'll wait till the season starts, Jimmy, when you get your butts beat by Notre Dame, you get beat by the Spartans, and the Buckeyes come in there and kick your butt again.
Ray from Indiana. Ray, thank you so much, man. Have a good weekend, all right?
You too. God bless, buddy.
Oh, Ray. Ray, all right. Juwan Howard. We may have to make that a drop, man. Juwan
I'm already
Howard.
Ahead of you. Yeah.
Juwan Howard. That was great. That was a great call by Ray from Indiana. So, all right, and a few comments coming on our Facebook page from many of our listeners out there who were present at Moneyball. Ben did not enjoy the All-Star game. He did not like the All-Star game. He said it was not entertaining. He says it could have been better if they had more players with bigger names. And I think this is a new thing they've done, Ray. This is something new that Dez has done. Again, I just haven't heard much about it. I was curious to see, you know, who showed up and you know, who played in it. Also, Steven was there. And let's see here. Let me see what Steven said. There's so many comments coming in here. Oh, we do have Kurt from Grand Ledge on, actually. Okay, well, I'll get to Steven. I'm going to find a comment from Steven, too. But right now, Kurt from Grand Ledge on line two. Kurt, what's up, man?
Hey, Al. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yes.
I just want to chime in. I agree with you wholeheartedly that if you go to Moneyball thinking you're going to see exactly how some players are going to perform in the regular season, you're way off base. But the one thing, there are a couple things you can see, and that is for the incoming freshmen, you know, you can see what kind of athleticism they might possess. You know, are they plotting kind of guys, or do they have some quickness about them?
Right.
Do they have some hops, or do they play closer to the ground like I do? You know, stuff like that.
But
you can see a little bit of that, and you can also see with the, like, this year's sophomores, have they developed any physically? I understand Marcus Bingham looked like he had some good weight on him, could use another 20 good pounds, but he had gained some weight. And some other things you can see in terms of guys' games that might be changing a little bit. I understand Xavier Tillman went like 3-for-4 from downtown outside the three-point line.
I heard he airballed one, too, though. I heard he had an airball from deep, too, last night, Kirk. But, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. He's working on it, though. He's working on it.
but you know, that's where you can see a little bit of what they're working on.
Yep.
And if you're seeing any kind of progress at all.
Exactly. So, you nailed it. You're right. Yep.
You know, does it tell you exactly how it's going to be in the season? Absolutely not. Not even close. But you get to see a little glimpses here and there, and that's to me one of the fun things about Moneyball.
That's so true. You knocked that out the park, Kirk. That's, you know, you get to see, it's kind of like a combine. You get to see how athletic these guys are. Like you said, you know, do they have a quick first step? How high do they jump? What do their bodies look like? Have they kept themselves in shape, or you know, have they just kind of like let loose a little bit? Marcus Bingham, has he put on weight? You know, those kind of things you can definitely look at and see, and also you get a bit of a glimpse as to what they are working on. So you definitely nailed that. Thank you so much, Kurt, for that call, man.
Take care, Al.
All right. Well, we have less than 2 minutes left. Again, NBA free agency. And also Stephen comments and says Nick Wart was there, went one-on-one against Miles multiple times. They both had great dunks. Yes, that is very true, Stephen. NBA free agency, bold prediction. I'm going to say that the Lakers land at least one of those three big stars. I think that Kyrie Irving is going to be convinced to link back up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. That's going to be my one bold prediction. My other prediction, I think somehow, some way, Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto. I know it looks like he's got one foot out the door, but he just won a championship. And when I heard what Masai Ujiri had to say concerning Kawhi Leonard yesterday, they are pulling out all the stops when trying to get him to stay. I just think that feeling of winning a championship, I mean, this dude owns the entire, not just the city of Toronto, but the entire country of Canada right now. He is that guy. I think that's going to somehow, some way convince him to stay. We'll see what happens. Again, free agency opens up Sunday at 6 p.m. We'll be talking about a lot of what is going to go down come Monday. And Kevin Durant, I think he's on his way to Brooklyn. I think he's going to go and play with the Nets. So we'll see. What do I know, right? See you Monday. Have a great weekend. And as always, be easy, people.